So, Rian, it seems like esports is now coming up with new strategies and even more easier for one to make money or even invest in cryptocurrency. Now, play to earn is the new thing or new language, which is slowly becoming a new way to generate cash and earn through NFT. You know, I'm just struggling to understand the benefits of play to earn and how it works.
Right, Max. So, yeah, play to earn, NFTs, what does it all mean? So the easiest way to get a better understanding of what it is and how it kind of works is if we look at the old school gaming arcades, you could go in, you could play some games on the machines there, and you would then get rewarded with tickets. Now, it is pretty much that exact same idea. The only difference here being that the tickets have now been replaced with cryptocurrency, be that in-game currency or actual legitimate cryptos, right? And with that, you could then use it to buy more things. So if we use the arcade example, that's where you could go and buy that bear that you wanted or whatever the situation is. That could be seen as the NFT. Now, NFTs, they can sell for quite a bit of money depending on the level of rarity and how scarce or how hard to acquire they could be. Now, some of these skins, NFTs, they can sell for thousands of rands and thousands of dollars depending on what it is. Now, at the end of the day, you can always just go and cash out your tokens or cash out your money that you've earned.
So, how about this? Can you believe our time flies? PlayStation 5 has just turned a year. Can you believe it? And you know what, let's be honest, it had a very successful first year with 13.4 million consoles sold. But the numbers, though, could have been better if it was not for the ongoing chip shortages impacting the supply. Are they acknowledging the fact that the supply chain is probably failing the market, with a high sales demand?
Yeah, big happy birthday to PlayStation 5. And yeah, that is some pretty impressive numbers coming in from them. Yes, they are acknowledging the fact that there is quite a bit of a frustration with regards to the amount of demand there is for the consoles and what they are able to supply to their customers. But as we know, it's not only Sony that is falling under that. It is also the likes of Nintendo, Microsoft. A lot of the companies are struggling to kind of meet the expectations with the shortage in the supply of the chipset. So they are, of course, doing their utmost best to try and improve that and trying to get ahead of any future potential implications. So let's see, maybe they'll be able to catch up with the demand.
So another headache at the moment is Battlefield 2042. So they brought it out with an early access, but many people cannot play the game. They can't play the game at all. What's the story behind that?
Well, it's fairly difficult to say what the exact story is. We know from reports that the error is coming from the Battlefield side themselves, so it is going to be a server error on their end. They're not really disclosing exactly what is causing the problem. Even if you resort to going into the EA help side, there's also not really much to help alleviate the pressure. The only recommendation they make is hitting the retry button and hopefully something works out and you get right back up into the game being able to play it. But for now, that is what seems to be the kind of only solution, is just hit retry and hopefully the problem will sort itself out while they are, of course, working on it in the background.